Om Shanti, Chapter 10, Point 10.1, Fitting and Setting of God's Disciplines. Nowadays, Bab Dada is busy with a special task. What is that task? Are you not aware of this activity? An activity that is connected with you. When you say good morning to Baba at Amrit Vela, when you have a heart-to-heart conversation, are you unable to have an experience at that time? Or are you too busy in taking? Is your intellect touched? At the present time, the period for the end is very close. In the end, there will be a vision in a clear form of those who have come last and who are going fast. Bab Dada is seeing to what extent each child brings about setting and fitting each day. Sometimes someone will try to set themselves on their seat, but because there is not an accurate fitting, it is not possible for the setting to take place. To observe the godly disciplines is the fitting, and so it is on the basis of this code of conduct that there is stability in the setting. When Bab Dada sees the Mahavirs number wise, or when seats are set for the Maharathis, then what is the qualification needed to set oneself on a particular seat? If in one or another of the disciplines there is not the correct fitting, then the soul will not be able to set itself on the seat. At one moment, the soul may be set on the seat. However, at the next moment, the soul will be visible on the sidelines. So this is the task in which Bab Dada is busy. There are many who seem to be hopeful ones. There are very long lines of such souls, but there are only a few who become examples in front of others. Point 10.2. Clearing confusions. At Amrit Vela, be particularly alert and have the thought of asking Baba for advice. If you sit in remembrance in this way, you will see that you do receive a reply. As yet, you have not experienced this. Just as you would run straight away to Sakar Baba, so too, in the same way, bring Avyakt Bab Dada close to yourself. You will then have the same experience as you had when Baba was in Sakar form. Just as you used to experience with Sakar Baba, that your intellect would arrive at a decision with ease, so too, you will find that there is the same experience with Avyakt Bab Dada. You have not yet had much experience of the Avyakt form in this way. It is not simply with one or two attempts that you will be able to have such an experience. It is with a long-term practice that the experience will become natural, but at the present time, this experience is lacking. Point 10.3. Become viceless. If any child remembers Baba with love, then the thought will reach Baba. But the time that is taken for this to happen will be determined by the degree to which the soul has become viceless. The thoughts arise, and then the greater the power of being viceless, the faster the message reaches Bab Dada. Bab Dada at that moment gives a reply to all matters as immediate fruit, and at Amrit Vela, Baba touches the intellect with special elevated thoughts of greatness. Point 10.4. Do not mix your own thoughts into Baba's inspiration. You are given all the instructions. The instructions are very clear, or do you sometimes get confused? Shall I do this? If not, what should I do? Do you get confused? If you do get confused sometimes, then verify it with the instruments responsible, or at Amrit Vela, stay in your powerful stage and you will receive accurate touching. At Amrit Vela, do not mix the thoughts of your mind. Sit with the plain intellect and then the touching will be accurate. Some children sit in meditation when they have a problem, but at that time they plant the thoughts of their own mind. There is the thought, I should do this. This must be done. According to my thought, this is accurate. The touching will not then be accurate because they receive the reply from their own thoughts. It is for this reason that they become failures. There is confusion and they say, this was the direction I received at Amrit Vela. I do not know why I did not succeed. The reason for the lack of success was that you mixed the thoughts of your mind and you then received the fruit of that. By mixing in the dictates of your own mind, what will be the fruit of that you receive? Confusion. That is why it is said that you should also make a will of thoughts of your mind. It should not be my thought, whatever I think should be, but what does Baba says about it? Point 10.5. Catch new plans for service from Baba. At Amrit Vela, you should keep your intellect clear. You will then receive a touching to help your plan. If you take the support of bodily beings, then you cannot have a planning intellect. When Baba sees that you take limited support, why should he help? B. You must invent something new. A new invention which brings newness both in the self and in the field of service. You should make a practical plan for this. Both planning and effort should be made. Make it a race. Everyone should think deeply about the new invention. If you come and sit close to Baba at Amrit Vela, then there will be a natural automatic touching. Sit at Amrit Vela and think about plans, and there will be very good touchings. Everything is already fixed. Whatever was fixed in the last kalpa has to repeat again, but someone has to become the instrument responsible. The main souls who have the planning intellect, Bab Dada makes them an instrument for his task. At Amrit Vela, they will receive the touchings for service. They will get new plans for service. So sit after surrendering your intellect to the Father. Then the intellect of intellectuals will touch your intellect. This is the blessing which is already received by the children who have a good planning intellect, needs to become the instrument. Om Shanti.